The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. In for the vacationing, Bill Barty, Christopher Loyne. Hello there.
Whoa, good morning. I think we finally sent him on assignment and got him out the door for a day.
I got $50 says he comes back with a big red nose.
A red nose.
Mr. Safe Sun himself will have sunburnt his nose.
Is that a fish? Oh, no, that's a nose.
There you go. Out there chasing bonnethead sharks and things with his sons and daughters.
That's good. Good so for him.
That's
good
what
for
they him. They always catch, bonnethead sharks. You can count on Bill Barty catching a bonnethead shark no matter where he goes, even if it's a farm pond.
Now, a bonnethead shark, is there a specific fabric pattern that they wear on top?
On their bonnets?
Yeah, on the bonnets.
They're Amish. They wear bonnets.
They're Amish. Okay, gotcha.
There you go. Absolutely. They are a cool shark, though, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Pretty darn cool.
Hopes he brings one back for us.
I hope he doesn't put his thumb in his mouth. Not good results there. Well, the hot weather came back after a tease of a couple of nice days there last Saturday and Sunday a week ago or whenever it was.
Oh, my goodness. It did. And all the rain that we had, I think it was maybe a week and a couple days ago, and the flooding that
a week
came
ago
through.
Friday, what did I have? 5.5 inches that night and nothing flat.
Right. I'd believe that.
That rinsed things off for you.
Oh, get rid of all that pollen, all the stuff out of the gutters.
Yeah, it's all laying down there by the creek now.
Well,
no doubt about it.
Our creek below the neighborhood was even flooding, and there were some cars that were brave enough to try to run through the waters.
Always amazes me people try to do that. What is the upside of that?
I know, and there was only one vehicle that should have tried it, and the others definitely should not have.
Did they stall out? Did they?
They did not. Actually,
they
did
made
not.
It through.
We thought they might have started a water plane, but thankfully they were safe.
Driving into water is one of the silliest things I've ever seen humans do with a quite expensive car. Let's see. We're going to fill that sucker up with water. It's going to smell like fish forever, and it's probably going to drown itself right there.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have a lot of expense and an insurance company who thinks you're an idiot.
Right. And then when you go to sell the car, there's a problem.
And now they all know you are.
Yes, exactly.
Not good. Not good at all. Well, it's been a busy couple of weeks for me. I've been getting the Greystone shooting team ready to go back to Nationals with the NRA Scholastic Shooting Challenge, and they are off as we speak and commencing to shooting at the National Tournament in Pennsylvania this year. So that starts actually today as we speak.
Oh, wow. Do you get to go visit them? And
I wish
see?
I did, but I'll have to depart from Missouri the following Wednesday and won't be able to go. I've never been able to make one of their national tournaments yet. Their, of course, primary coach Heath Eifert is there with all those guys, and quite a record for those guys. 5 out of the 7 years, the last 7 years, national champions, and we're hoping they bring home the bacon again this year.
I would say so. That's exciting.
That's a dynasty. That's what that is.
Sure.
I just help them with their shotgun sports, and Heath does the rest. 22 rifles, muzzle loaders, and bow and arrow.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Pretty talented group of kids, that's for sure. But a lot of things going on in the Carolinas, a lot of things for us to talk about. Give us a little preview of the show there.
Oh, just a little preview. Don't want to spoil it for you, but we're going to travel up to Lenoir, North Carolina to talk to Barbara Armstrong to talk a little bit about the North Carolina Blackberry Festival. And I don't know about you, Don, but I love a good blackberry cobbler, blackberry pie.
I've got to ask her my most important question. I have all these blackberries that grow on my farm, and they taste terrible.
Oh.
What is up with that? I mean, if you pick a wild blackberry in Missouri, those things taste great, but here they taste terrible. I don't know what's going on with them.
Huh. Maybe it's the clay. I don't know. But then after that, we're going to talk to a gentleman named Patrick. Locally here in Charlotte, but he is known as the Wandering Arborist. And he travels the Carolinas, but we're going to talk specifically about Charlotte and Mecklenburg County's area trees, some that are famous, some of his favorite stories. And then right after that, to close out the program, we're going to talk to Adam Rue, and we're going to learn about Charlotte's 250th anniversary that is going on this year, what events are happening, and how we can celebrate.
You know, speaking of 250 years since the founding of the nation, I was thumbing around through Facebook while I was waiting for you to get here.
I was on time, a minute early.
Oh, you were much earlier than Bill.
Uh-oh.
And I saw something that was headed, "We're Too Far From the Farm." And that got me thinking, we really are too far from the farm. I mean, we're several generations off the farm now, and it's amazing how many people really forget where food comes from. You know, I mean, especially meats and things of that type. I mean, how many people out there could dress a chicken if their life depended on it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you'd figure it out if your life depended on it.
I guess. String up a hog.
You know,
you
think about those things, lost arts right there. I mean, what used to just be common is long ways from common anymore. I mean, we go to the grocery store, we buy the cut we want, we don't worry about how to use the rest.
Right.
Much less preserve it or anything else. So we really are a little too far from the farm, perhaps.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because I think there could be an argument saying that all, at least most of life's lessons come from agricultural-based practices, because the harder you work, you know, sometimes Mother Nature takes its toll, but you got to make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's and don't waste anything.
That's the original form of gambling, planting seed and hoping they grow.
Hoping it comes up.
Yeah, and then I think back to colonial times when the Indians taught the settlers to put fish in the mound with the corn seeds to fertilize them, and you know, like I say, we're a long ways from the farm these days, so I guess probably the closest most of us get anymore is pick your own strawberries or something like that.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe pick your own blackberries.
Now you're talking. You know the best part about pick your own?
You get to eat them.
They don't charge you for the ones you eat. That's exactly right. Tell you what, that's a bargain well driven right there. No doubt about that.
You know, another interesting article I saw earlier this week and takes place down towards the coast, actually Roanoke, the lost colony. There's a stone that was found, I think, a number of years ago, but it has been hidden in a university archives for probably the last 10 or 15. And if it is authentic, it is a hand-carved gravestone of sorts for, I think, Virginia Dare, or for her husband.
Right. Been a couple of TV shows about the lost colony.
Yes.
And, you know, one of our nation's great mysteries right there, along with several others like Confederate gold and so on and so forth.
And the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence.
Where is that
Where is it? Let's go find it.
You know what it is? It's closed into a wall somewhere. We're, you know, nailed up. Somebody will remodel a house someday, and there it'll be.
I've always dreamed of purchasing a picture frame at an antique sale, and behind a picture there's the Mec Dec, just
there,
like I think they found a copy of the Constitution a few years ago.
There you
ago.
Go. All you got to do is buy the right size picture or photograph of Uncle Harry, and,
yes.
And there it'll be. You're exactly right.
Well, I'll make sure to let you know, Don, and all the listeners out there. Y'all be the first to know when I come across that copy.
There you go. I'll tell you what, all those great mysteries just absolutely amaze me. They, you know, there's a new TV show called Drain the Ocean, where they're you know, using satellite imagery to find anomalies on the ocean. They're finding huge numbers of shipwrecks and things now. So,
wow.
It's interesting. Maybe some of these things are going to be revealed in the future. You know.
Yes. Oh, yes. Amelia Earhart's plane.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Atlantis. Wow. You're making me want to go exploring the ocean now.
Oh, really? Why don't you start with a local creek?
I'll start with a creek, maybe hike a mountain or
something. There you go. Well, in Alaska, you know, on the rivers, they often find mastodon tusk and things of that type. And
oh, wow.
Back when I used to do my float trips in Alaska, I always kept an eye on those cut banks and never found a thing.
Oh, man. You'll have to head back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, lots more erosion since I've been there, so... Could open those things up for a possibility.
Well, that is true.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to today's show. Bill, again, at the beach, sunburning that nose of his. And we will make fun of him next week when he's back here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're going to take a short break and be back with our first guest here on the Carolina Outdoors after these messages here on WBT.